Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. It is 10 to 4 in the morning. So therefore, it must be the 1st of September 2010. And I'm on my way to work, to the office, to oversee some month-end activities. Various reports need to be run for a certain system, and they need to be handheld, babysat or whatever you want to call it. I'm going into oversee while my colleague does all the actual work. So there we go. I suppose by going in and overseeing, that sort of gives my client a warm, fuzzy feeling, hopefully. I've just been listening to Andy Taylor's most recent audio boo recording, and the muffled sound, I think, Andy, you probably just had the microphone of your headset nestled inside your clothing somewhere, just wedged inside in the clothes, in a fold of your clothing somewhere that then muffled the sound. That's probably all it was. Sound came through nice and clear in the second recording, so I think it's fine. I think I'm running out of petrol or diesel in this car. It's grinding slowly to a halt now. Oh dear. This could be fun. I'll have to limp to the nearest station, petrol station, and fill up. On the house buying side of things, sorry to hear that's all gone pear-shaped, Andy. I guess the other option that you didn't mention there was actually looking for a different house. I don't know whether that's another thing that you're now looking to do, because you've sold your flat and you haven't exchanged contracts yet on the house you were going to buy, whether there's an option for you to start looking for other houses to buy rather than the one that you were hoping to buy and you may never ever get to buy. I just don't think you can afford, I just don't think you can wait forever for that house that you may never ever be able to buy. It's a tricky situation to be in, Andy. Presumably you are actually looking for other houses, but maybe you don't want to spook the people you want to buy from by actually admitting it on the airwaves. That's probably what's going on here. I've messed up now, am I, by saying it? No, I don't know. Anyway, it's a tricky situation, and I'm still surprised that you actually went ahead and sold the flat. But I know, you know, you had various reasons, and you were hoping that you would be able to buy the house. They've obviously been stringing you along, and you've been in all good faith trying to play the game. People are basically taking advantage of you. So I'm really sorry about that. So I hope you are looking for alternative houses, and I hope that works. Just like I hope that I managed to get to a filling station before my car completely conks out of diesel. I don't know why it is. I knew that my car was running low on diesel, but I just didn't have time to drop into a station to pick it up before. Now I'm in the situation where I'm about to conk out. That one's closed. Thank you very much, Mr. Shell. You're closed. Aha, Sainsbury's. I wouldn't normally go to the supermarket to get my diesel, but I've got no choice today. I have to pop in and get my diesel here. So that should be fun. But you don't want to listen to that. What else can I report? So work. I was looking. It's all boarded up. Is it actually open, or is it? No, it's not open. Pucker. Oh dear, this is going to be fun. I'm going to sign off. Thank you very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye bye. Well, thankfully, the fuel station, but the following one I managed to find was actually open. So thank you, Mr. Texaco, for providing a 24/7 filling station. Take care. Bye bye.